You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts, the home of champions. Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. We're going to go YouTube live for the next hour coming up in just a couple of minutes, so make sure you turn us on and get us ready to go. Corey Parson, how you feeling this morning? Oh boy.
That's the start. Yeah, there you go. Now, I feel pretty good about it. You know what I'm saying? Was able to get a chip, win a bag, which I'm happy that happened because I kind of, that's why they brought me here. You feel what I'm saying? So I wanted to make sure I lived up to the expectations. So interesting sweat. I know a lot of people out there today are feeling down and depressed about their results. But, you know, you may feel like the fantasy season took a turn on you. And I know it can be tough, especially if it was a heartbreaking loss. Don't get me wrong. There's been many Tuesday mornings after the week 16 that I've said, you know what, I'm never playing this hobby again. I'm done with it. But you know that's not true. Just keep coming on back. You'll win another. You'll win again. You will win again. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, tomorrow on the show, we're going to go over things about excitement and happiness and joy. So I don't want to like do the whole negative thing.
Yeah.
So tomorrow on the show, I have a whole list of players that really, really stunk.
Yeah.
And Championship Sunday and Championship Weekend. We'll talk about those guys coming up on tomorrow's show. Maddie, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It was a fantastic fantasy football season. And, you know, I'm just riding that wave right now. And guess what? Baseball's coming up. So
baseball is
coming
up.
It's in full swing for me.
It's full swing for you. I think we're going to give it the week. Like, we'll get into January before we start talking about baseball. I know the fantasy executive's not ready for that.
No, I'm not.
So let's give it to January. This week here on the show, like I said, we're celebrating today. It's a big celebration day. Tomorrow, I'll take a look back over the weekend about the players that really let you down. And listen, some people, Corey, you're going to hate this. Some people are playing in week 17.
Yeah, and that it's true. It shouldn't be done. We're going to have a lot of situations we have to deal with this week in week 17 and helping those owners get ready.
Exactly.
But we will be here for you, everybody who has the week 17 championships. We're not just going to be like, oh, well, screw you. We'll be right here helping you win the championship. So we'll figure out what the situation is going to be in Philadelphia. We'll figure out what the situation is going to be in Pittsburgh, places like that, teams that really don't have nothing to play for. We'll break that down, and we'll make sure that you have the right guys in your lineup to score those points in week 17.
Exactly. Just listen to the channel. You're in better hands than Allstate.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that, of course, here this week and help you for week 17. Also talk a little football with you in scenarios for like teams like the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs where it doesn't really look great.
It doesn't. That was a horrible, horrible call on the Kelvin Benjamin play.
Changed everything.
I mean, yeah, the Bills needed that touchdown. The whole game swung after that. The NFL really needs to take a step back, redo the
They
got
to figure this thing out.
Yeah,
they have to.
This is terrible.
Yeah. The problem is I don't even know what they do, which is what infuriates me. Like, it looks like a catch. Should be a catch. Why is it a catch? I get that. There has to be some rule written. I just don't know what that is. So. All right, we take a break. When we come back, the championship story of the fantasy executive.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We're back now live on YouTube. What's going on? Greg Sussman, Corey Parson, and of course, Matt Modica, all here with you today. A championship celebration. We should have bought streamers or something. Should have bought streamers or
Yeah, like a little on like New Year's Eve. You'll do
the exactly. A little popper.
That's a good idea. That'd have been fun. It's my Nando impression.
I got it.
Let's go to Party City.
Yeah. Nando's off all week, so I know.
Oh, boy.
So instead, we're just going to celebrate here in our still decorated studio for Christmas. But right now, you've heard my championship celebration last hour. I turn it over to my friend, my partner, my co-champion, fantasy executive.
So, NFFC auction is a play through week 13, then the top four teams go to the playoffs, to a 3-week shootout type playoff. You take your average score from the regular season, and then you add up, you know, the points week by week, and that's how a champion is determined. So he had some very good players in this, including NFFC Hall of Famer Billy Wise, who has joined us on these programs before. So I think we all came in, the four of us, started the championship run within 10 points of each other. After the first week, one guy did a bad job. He drops out. You kind of could tell he was out of the running. So in week 15, it becomes a three-horse race. Week 15, I had a lineup decision to make between Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford. I played Aaron Rodgers. I picked him up sometime around week 10 or so. Threw him in the lineup. I said, you know what? If this team makes it to the shootout, it'd be good to have a piece like Aaron Rodgers. So coming out of week 15, the three teams in contention, we all were about 20 points apart, with NFFC Hall of Famer Billy Wise having a 13-point lead over myself. So when we begin our three-day sweat, I get a message from my guy, Marty. I'm not watching these games because Saturday night, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I might watch the Minnesota game because, you know, the Vikings are playing good football. I'm not watching Baltimore and Indianapolis. So I look at the message that I get from Marty, and it says, did you start T.Y. Hilton? I said, oh, God. I was like, no, Marty, I didn't start T.Y. Hilton. What's going on? And I went and I looked over. I was like, wow, T.Y. is having a game. I had T.Y. on this team all season. Whenever I played T.Y. Hilton, he was 3 for 45. Whenever I sat T.Y. Hilton, he would have this tremendous T.Y. Hilton, you know, 6 catch, 142-yard, 2 touchdown game. So, wasn't fooling that on the championship week. The last game, I had no players going. So, we go into Sunday. Billy Wise is, we're still about the same. It's about the same amount of points apart. Lead, though, doesn't really change too much. So, the second day of the sweat on Sunday, by the time I get uptown at the lineup lock, Todd Gurley is going crazy, and I'm a Todd Gurley owner in this league. So I'm looking, I'm like, okay, Todd Gurley's doing his thing. But, like, his thing kept getting bigger and better. And I'm like, wow, Todd Gurley's really putting up a number. But the quarterback I started this week because Aaron Rodgers was out was Matthew effing Stafford. And Matthew Stafford was doing what Matthew Stafford kind of got a Bigfoot thing with him, too. Matthew Stafford disappears in moments, especially when he has these good matchups throughout the course of the year. I've noticed this.
Well, you love Matthew Stafford. You told everybody to draft Matthew Stafford.
I was on Matthew Stafford. I got him a ring. But it was like that ring that Trent Dill forgot. You know what I'm saying? In spite of Matthew Stafford, we was able to get him a ring. Stafford's laying a complete egg, and Gurley is kind of carrying it and pushing it. But what I'm noticing throughout the course is the two teams that are now behind me, that are chasing me because of Todd Gurley, they're not that far out, and they have a lot of players left to go. So, as we get into the 4 o'clocks, don't really have too much movement. You get to the Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys, the pitiful Dallas Cowboys. I watched that, couldn't deal with that no more. So, we end Sunday night. I had developed with Todd Gurley and Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson didn't have no points, but they just all of a sudden went into garbage time mode, and Johnson ends up with 7 receptions for 81 yards. Shout out to Duke Johnson Jr.
He's a top 12 running back, right?
He had a great year, mainly because of how terrible DeShone Kizer was, and all DeShone Kizer could do was check the ball down to the running back, and then, you know, obviously Johnson has that big playability. So after the sweat was over, I look and I have his 23-point lead on both of them. They have the same amount of points. I have a 23-point lead on both of them. The only person I have left is my kicker. Billy Wise has Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey. The other gentleman has DeAndre Hopkins and Michael Crabtree. So I'm like, it's no way that I can, basically, I need my kicker to give me at least 10 points. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to sweat this. I'm not even going to trip off this. We go over to my mom's crib. Obviously, it's Christmas Day in the Parson household. So our Golden State Warriors are on the television. It's very important. No football's being watched. It is the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I'm telling my brother-in-law about this, and I'm like, you know what? Let's turn to the football game now. And the first thing I see is the Houston Texans have 0 points. That's not good for me because my kicker is the Houston Texans kicker.
Oh, my. Why?
I did, for some odd reason, in this particular league, every single week I would get outbid on a kicker. And I'm like, starting this stiff all season. So they score a touchdown. I'm like, well, at least I'll get one. Noah says to me, they're going to go for two. I was like, no, they're not. And they do. They go for two. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
So I take a donut. My only player left gives me a zero. So he says, Noah says, well, in order for you to win this, players on their team, they're going to have zeros. And you're going to need a low-scoring game. And I was like, yeah, it's probably likely not going to happen.
So how much are you up going into the final game of the season?
Now, going into the final game of the season, I am up by 16.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins did his thing. Well, I'm up by 5. DeAndre Hopkins.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, I'm
16.
Sorry. I'm up by 5 points going into the final game.
Oh, my God.
DeAndre Hopkins does his thing.
Right.
Right? So, Billy Hayes is sitting right there. He's 5 points behind me.
With who?
With Alshon Jeffries. And I'm sitting up there. I can't watch this. You know what I'm saying? So, every now and then, I would log on. I would check the box score. I'd be like, did Alshon Jeffery get hurt? Is Alshon Jeffery not playing? What's the deal with Alshon Jeffery? So I'm like, okay, the other guy, he has Zach Ertz, who is doing what Zach Ertz does.
6 for 72 in the first half.
Exactly. So he is now catching up slowly, inching closer and closer behind me. And really, I'm like, wow, the only thing we need for him is a Zach Ertz touchdown. But he didn't just have Zach Ertz. He had one more player on his team, too.
Michael Crabtree.
Michael Crabtree. So, at the end of the night, at the end of this, and when it all sat down and all went final, my kicker gave me a zero, but they got a zero from Alshon Jeffery and Michael Crabtree, and I was able to pull out the 5-point W because Alshon Jeffery and Michael Crabtree did not score one single fantasy point.
Shout out to Shuan Smith.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
It was, I was dead in the water. Mm-hmm. I was dead in the water.
That would never happen again.
That, yeah, exactly. It would never happen again. Where each player that's 5 points behind me have a guy give them a donut. And I'm not talking about just like Travis Benjamin.
Scrub, right.
This is Michael Crabtree.
And Alshon Jeffery.
Alshon Jeffery. Guys that were third, top 3 or 4 round fantasy draft picks. Both gave them zeros. The zero from my kicker didn't really count. But really, tip of the cap to Todd Gurley and Duke Johnson. That run at the end also had Keenan Allen on the team, who he got his work in the second half. A.J. Green, I started him and played him. Wasn't pretty, but A.J. Green was able to give me just enough. And then, of course, my other wide receiver in this situation was one Mr. Rishard Matthews, who was outscored by T.Y. Hilton, but he caught all of his passes in the fourth quarter. And then Kenyon Drake. The 5 points from Kenyon Drake, they came in handy. That was the difference. But really the difference was the 5 points that Aaron Rodgers outscored Matthew Stafford by last week. So I think the Rodgers pickup was, even he gave me 30 in a 6-point pass touchdown league, the Rodgers pickup was, I think, the key move. But ultimately the key move was paying $34 for Todd Gurley on auction day. That's the fantasy executive. Taking one down right there.
Unbelievable.
The game against...
Did you ever turn the game on?
Never.
Never turned the game
never
on?
Never turned the game on. Never turned the game on. I'm literally sitting in the dark. Sitting in the house.
Box score.
This every now and then, checking the box score. And I'm like, okay, 10 o'clock. All right, let me check. I'm not going to check again until 10:30. So then when I see there was 5 minutes left in the game, I had to leave the house at that point. You know what I'm saying? I left the house. I came back in. It said final. And neither Alshon Jeffery or Michael Crabtree scored a single fantasy
point.
Now,
were you like checking Twitter to see if they were hurt or no?
Yeah, I was checking Twitter to see if they were hurt, if they were out, whatever.
Right, right, right.
I saw where Tommy G tweeted, not only is Alshon not having any targets, Foles is not even looking at him. And right. I'm like, keep it that way. And that's how it all went down. That's how these things are never easy, these fantasy football championships.
It's unbelievable.
Christmas miracles.
Yeah, that was definitely a Christmas. It takes the rarest of occasion for each of those guys to have a donut on their team.
I actually, so I was watching it, and Jeffrey like had a touchdown throw at him behind him. He had a long pass across the middle that he just...
Crabtree dropped that touchdown.
Crabtree dropped the touchdown. He was underthrown another potential touchdown. Unbelievable.
It was meant to be.
We're going to hear Matt's story coming up in a little while, but when we come back, we are joined by Mike Leone, DailyRoto.com, NBA in play, NBA tip drill for December 26, 2017. That comes your way next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Welcome inside Studio 34. I'm Greg Sussman with Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, Matt Modica, Wall Street. And for the first time in way too long, I'm very excited to once again welcome inside the Roto Experts, our good friend Mike Leone. Mike, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Greg? Hope you had a good holiday.
I did. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, of course. It's also and always a happy holidays over at DailyRoto.com. We're going to help us win cash, and I believe starting yesterday, you're going to help us do it for free. Is that correct?
That's right. If you go to DailyRoto.com/holidays, we have a free trial for the week, December 25th through January 1st. It runs through, and you'll get access to everything that you would get access to with a premium package, customizable projections, podcasts, written analysis, lineup alerts. And this year we have a Slack channel for people to go in, chat with our writers, chat with other subscribers. That's been really, really popular.
Yeah, so that's the coolest part. Like, even if, like, Leone's ignoring you on Twitter, he's not going to ignore Slack. I promise you that. So, ultimately, you'll be able to go into Slack, text with Mike, text with Drew, and text with all the guys at Daily Roto and other users and try to play lineups off each other. You're all trying to win millions. I get that. But we're all in this kind of together, Matt.
Yeah, well, wasn't yesterday, Christmas Day, the official launch of the NBA season?
Pretty much.
So, look, I'm excited. I'm a Daily Roto member now. And I'm hoping Mr. Leone and crew are going to win me some money starting January.
Starting January? Have a certain tonight.
Well, I'm going through all the motions and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting back into the basketball beliefs. Enes Kanter yesterday. Woo!
Enes Kanter for the Knicks obviously put it up today on the slate, Leone, as we do the tip drill for today, December 26th. We got a bunch of games on the slate the day after Christmas. Everybody having Christmas Eve off, come back. Bunch of games yesterday for the unofficial NBA kickoff. And then the slate today, pretty large. It's a big slate. But I'm looking at it. It's not exactly a fun one by any means. As I was kind of going through DraftKings earlier this morning, a name that popped out to me was Lou Williams for the Clippers. Sweet Lou's been getting it done. He's 7,600 on DraftKings. What do you think of Sweet Lou tonight?
Yeah, for a large slate, as you mentioned, it really isn't overly exciting. There's not a lot of expensive guys to spend on this slate, but Lou Williams he's been a really safe play recently just because of how this Clippers team has dealt with some injuries and some personnel issues that's forced Lou Williams to play substantial minutes consistently and to have a higher assist rate than he normally would because he's running the offense with Blake Griffin out and injuries to Patrick Beverley and the other guard depth issues. So I think he's a safe, solid play, but he's probably priced appropriately right about now.
Hey, how you doing?
If he's priced appropriately, that's fine. I mean, that's good. There's some appropriate prices which are fine, but we're trying to win the big cash, Corey.
Yeah, no doubt, trying to win that big
cash. I feel like is your mic not on here?
It's on.
All right, he's priced appropriately, Leone. We'll try to go with that.
Hello.
I'm trying to. There you go.
All right, so Mike, let me ask you: if you look at cash game lineups tonight, when you look at this slate right here. I guess would you is it fair to say you kind of start with that Giannis and that Milwaukee and Chicago game?
Yeah, I think so. As I said, there's not a lot of expensive guys to play. I know Giannis was dealing with some knee soreness, but it sounds like he's going to be fine. And he just stuffs the stat sheet every single night. And on FanDuel now, especially with the 3 points per block, 3 points per steal, the ceiling for him is astronomical. And with Chicago playing well, that hopefully keeps this game close. It's only around a 6.5 point spread. So you get full minutes out of Giannis. I think that's the way to build, because you've got some cheap guys like the Miami guys. Miami, you've got Justice Winslow out, James Johnson out, you've got Deion Waiters out. They're thin, and that's where you're going to get your cap relief, especially against an Orlando team that plays up tempo. They're not that good defensively. So guys like Wayne Ellington at shooting guard, for example, that's someone, if you know you didn't feel great about the Lou Williams price tag, where yes, he's got a good ceiling, you could drop down to Wayne Ellington, save a lot of money, and that's going to get you Giannis into your lineup. And Giannis is that one stud that is a pretty obvious type of play, yes, but that's the guy that I think you want to build around in cash games.
Hey, Mike, and as a newbie to NBA DFS, I'm excited to learn to see how you guys build the lineups week night in, night out. And you know, I know what I always see about basketball is those last-minute lineup changes and stuff, and being able to have your site and you guys, the knowledge and everything. I got some disposable income now due to fantasy football regular season, and I'm hoping to build a nice bank account for daily baseball coming up in just a few months.
Yeah, so that's the big thing. Football's come to an end for fantasy, so definitely try us out. Get into something to bridge that gap between football and baseball. And as you mentioned, the news in NBA is huge. So we'll hit on like some of the core plays as they are right now, but things can change in a hurry in an NBA. So one of the most important things we do is we stay with you right through lineup block, both in terms of we're going to email you out lineup alerts that say, hey, this guy's out, now you want to play this guy. So one, you don't play someone who's hurt, because that's no fun, but two, you realize the implications of that news breaking, and two, the projections themselves are going to update all the way through lineup block, which is a big deal and something that's really important in NBA DFS.
All right, we talked to Michael Leone, DailyRoto.com. We talked a lot about some of the guards here on the slate tonight. I mentioned Lou Williams. Corey was talking about Giannis, and he mentioned Giannis to you, and you talked about getting a guy like Wayne Ellington in there. Let's move on to the forwards and the centers for tonight's DFS slate. We get it, it's early, but it's a tip drill. We're trying to get you ready, get the mindset going for tonight's slate. I look at the center position, and Hassan Whiteside has been in and out of the lineup for a while. There's a chance he returns tonight, but if he doesn't, Bam's kind of been my guy. Can I go back to him tonight, Leone?
I think this is the one position I pay up for. I do like those cheap Miami guys, but I like them more in the guard, the 1-3 spots, just given the offensive responsibility they have to carry. I think the per-minute production and the way Orlando defends is just more favorable matchup for them, so save that money. I like paying up here as like my second pay-up spot in addition to Giannis. And the guy I really like is Andre Drummond, who's just been phenomenal for Detroit this season. He's shooting 62% from the free throw line after three consecutive years below 40%. So that's not only improving his efficiency, it's keeping him on the floor in all situations, which keeps his minutes per game up. And that's what you want for fantasy, someone who's on the floor. His assist rate is up, just a huge breakout season. And now he's facing an Indiana and a team that's been up-tempo this year. They're second last in defensive efficiency against the center position. So that's really where I'm looking to go. I do like the thin Miami. I could see Bam in a tournament situation, but in cash games, I like the cheaper Miami, you know, 1-3 spots, or maybe Jordan Mickey as my cheap guy, who I think has a bit more upside in the defensive statistic categories.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. This being that week 16 just comes to an end, we're right through the holidays. You got a lot of people that's out there that's been playing fantasy football, and they're kind of like addicted to fantasy right now, and a lot of people want to try their hand at NBA. Do you think this is a good time for some of the more seasoned players to hop in and take advantage of these newbies trying to spend some of that football money?
I think it's always a good time, and especially now, though, because people are going to play DFS basketball because they want to play something. Mm-hmm. They've been playing football all season long. They've got this money in their accounts that they want to use. So, yeah, now's a good time to jump in and get people that probably aren't as, you know, up to speed with the NBA. And that's one of the things we'll do with our free trials. We'll help you get up to speed pretty quickly because it is a different thing from football. You're looking out for different things every single day, so it can be tough to prepare for it, whereas football you have the whole week. So I think now's a really good time to get in. The games get harder once you get to the very end of the season and you've whittled out all of these players that are transitioning from football. So I think the next month or two is a really good time to play NBA DFS.
Yeah, and as Leone said, the games get harder as you go along because Matt's right. Like, he's going to get in a little bit now, and then he's going to put in money in to get ready for baseball, and then he'll do his baseball thing. And all the people that are getting in after football, they're gone. Now is the chance where the pool is just so large. Players that have extra income, as Corey said, disposable income to go lose to you. And the way to lose to you and the way to go get, win that cash is by going over to dailyrotor.com, getting in on the NBA subscription, because right now, this week is where you can take advantage and where you can win the most money. You can do that at Daily Roto. You can also play NBA in play, or the fantasy game through the NBA game. It's the official fantasy game of the NBA. You get to, you can play the game on your phone. You could use the turbo. You're picking guys each and every quarter. Leone, I know you do a little bit of everything. You dabble everywhere. Is there anybody in any particular quarter tonight that I need to watch and get in my NBA in-play game at all?
I like, you know, Derek Favors for Utah. I think That might be more of a traditional DFS play, sure, than an in-play game. I haven't mastered the in-play game. I like Favors, though, for regular DFS just because Rudy Gobert is out. I think his price is down. The in-play game is really interesting to me. I got to get around to it. The problem is I grind DFS all day long. By the time the games start, I'm checked out a little bit. But I thought about playing it yesterday with the games being spread out. I can see where there'd be situations where if you really know the rotations of teams where you could pick up some extra points, some leverage, or if you know like which bench units are, you know, underperforming and have a really soft matchup. So that game is the strategy to that game is really interesting to me. So I'm looking forward to try it throughout this year.
All right, there you go. It's Mike Leone. It's dailyrotor.com. All these guys do is become millionaires and then make other people millionaires. So if you want to be a millionaire, seems pretty easy. You go to dailyrotor.com and you head on over and you do the free trial this week. It's totally free. The entire site is free, including access to the Slack channel. So you want to go bug Leone all day, as you're just doing it. Dailyrotor.com. Mike, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon, man. It's been way too long. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more football and hear Matt's championship story. That comes your way next on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Executive is here. Of course, Wall Street Matt Modica as well. And I'm excited. You've heard my fantasy championship story. You've heard Corey's fantasy championship story. And now it is time to go on over to Wall Street and hear about your fantasy championship.
Well, the big head-to-head matchup this weekend was the Staten Island League and our team that dominated, ran away with everything all year long. Was terrible this week. It was just awful. I mean, we were averaging like 130 points in a half-point PPR league. and we didn't even put up 100. We did lose that championship. We were still able for the season. We'll be splitting over $3,600 on a total of a $600 entry fee that we split. So, as I told my partner, it was a very successful season. I was happy with it. Obviously, I wanted to win the championship, but it just didn't happen. You know, we had the best team. The best team doesn't always win. But the main thing this weekend going in was my draft champions, like the best ball leagues, was being able to keep the leads I had, take those first places. I think I had like 4 first places, 3 second, and a third. And I was able to hold on to all of those. And then I was able to pull off the consolation, won that in the Super, which I didn't think I was going to win, but I did have a big Sunday. And last night, like I said, Crabtree really doing nothing definitely helped that scenario. I was a little nervous about Jay Ajay. And then my online league where I had the most points, I was playing the guy with the best record. We had the 3-week playoff. It's another week where without having Antonio Brown, I wasn't too confident about pulling that off, but it worked out once again. So all in all, you know, putting up the receipts, and I was able to cash in another $6K on top of what I did for the regular season, which was, you know, truly fantastic. So we're looking at like 2 stacks of high society. So, you know, it was a very successful season.
It's a very, very successful season. The only time I've ever heard that used was in rounders, and that was a good thing. So, so there you go. A very, very successful season for Matt Modica and from all of us here at the Roto Experts. And now we want to hear about your championship seasons. You've heard from Matt, you've heard from Corey, you've heard from myself. Give us a call, 844-843-6879. If you are a champion this morning, I don't want to talk to any losers. I only want to talk to champions. I'm a little biased, Corey. Well, you want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
I want to talk to champions because it's championship day. I feel good.
It's championship Tuesday right here on Roto Experts. And I'm happy about that.
Sussman's like, let the losers eat cake.
You know what?
play next year.
We'll deal with the losers tomorrow and guys that crush you. And that's fine. I mean, a lot of them are going to be from that Eagles game, as we mentioned. But I want to do that tomorrow,
is,
man.
Is tomorrow's headline Weeping Wednesday?
Oh, that's good. I might make the YouTube that tomorrow. So thank you for helping me with my job for tomorrow. let's go over, as we populate the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Let's get into some of the other things that we haven't talked about yet. And you named him before. The number 3 overall quarterback this week was my guy, Captain Kirk Cousins. When it was all said and done, he didn't let you down.
No, he didn't let you down. And he had the past couple of weeks have not been that great for Kirk Cousins. We've kind of seen him level out. He went from definitely being the guy that you start every week to a guy where these past couple of weeks you had to think about it. If you rolled him out there yesterday, for this past three-day sweat, you got good Kirk Cousins. So I know he's one of the people that's a lot of champions have Kirk Cousins on their teams.
He's going to be one of the big storylines this offseason.
Yep.
Where does Washington sign him long-term? Does he end up somewhere else? So, I mean, he's going to be really interesting to follow. He's not a great quarterback. I think he's a very good quarterback in terms of today's NFL. He knows what to do. As long as you put some plays around him, I think he's more than competent. I'd like to have him on my team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Kirk Cousins, he earned it, man. He earned the contract this year. He stayed healthy. He performed. He had no offensive line. He had no running game, and all he has done is survive. So, you know, big ups to Kirk Cousins, and he deserves whatever he's going to get this offseason,
yeah,
I think.
Shout out to him.
By the way, if you started, for whatever reason, you started any Washington pass catcher, it worked out yesterday. Jameson Crowder, Vernon Davis, Josh Dobbs all scored.
You know what was funny yesterday? When I was looking back at Sunday, Josh Dobbs 14 points. Corey Davis, 15 points.
That I was going to get to.
The Corey Davis thing was disgusting.
Could you believe it?
That was so disgusting. Mind you, I started Rishard Matthews.
Right.
I didn't even want to. When I saw that, I was like, you got to be effing kidding me. You wait till now? Corey Davis and Marcus Mariota? Decker, too. Decker had a big game,
great
too.
Great day, yeah.
Unbelievable. The Corey Davis came out of nowhere in week 16 when everybody had moved on.
They were
this would have been nice a month ago, Corey.
Well, trust me, he's a guy that I'll still be on next year.
And
and Dotson, depending upon who's the quarterback there. I mean, he's going to clearly be the number one.
I think,
and hopefully with this year under his belt.
I don't know if he'll clearly be the number one. I think Jamison Crowder might still be the number one.
Well, I mean, Jamison Crowder's a slot guy, though. Right. But I'm talking about as their number one wide, you know, that number one guy on the outside.
Gotcha. Like fair enough. Well, staying in that game just for a second. The last 2 weeks, I know it's gone under the radar. I mean, Todd Gurley had 50 points in each of the last 2 weeks, essentially. So that's been the forefront. C.J. Anderson's gotten it done.
C.J. Anderson he helped a lot of people out a lot going down the stretch. He was hard to start if you put him in your lineup. I know you had to sweat that one out. I know people did do that. You had to sweat that one out, but actually Anderson got it done. And the season's probably his complete season probably wasn't as bad as his team's was.
No. C.J. Anderson had a really good year. I know we kept waiting for him to get injured and waiting for him to get benched, and it almost happened, but then it didn't. And he wound up the entire year finishing it off for Denver. So if you had C.J. Anderson, it worked out okay. It worked out okay, especially where you drafted him, which you didn't pay anything for him. You know,
he was a top 20 running back in PPR.
That's exactly what I was looking up.
You know, I think he finished like 18th, whatever. You know,
it's a top 20 running back.
Yeah. So I mean, it. Had its moments early on in the season, first couple of weeks, it looked like he was going to be a really great value.
Yep.
Then you had, you know, some highs and lows along the way, but at the end of the year, he came back for you in the playoffs if you were brave enough to start him.
C.J. Anderson is going to be 27 years old. He's not a spring chicken anymore, but he's going to be 27 years old coming up in February. And oddly enough, if he gets 54 yards rushing on Sunday, he'll have 1,000 yards rushing this year. How about that for C.J.
Anderson? Get a bonus for that.
Why would we get a bonus for that? Or he gets a bonus.
Now, we ain't going to get nothing. You know that already.
I hope he gets a bonus.
I do want to, like, speaking of Denver, I do want to see if Elway tries to make everything possible happen.
Like Kirk Cousins?
For Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Or Eli Manning. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins.
I don't think it's close who I'd want.
I agree with that.
I mean, Eli would be much cheaper.
What about Alex Smith?
I mean,
if you want somebody to drive the bus.
Maybe that's what he wants. Peyton Manning drove the bus.
Peyton Manning won them that deep. He had this year where he threw 55 touchdowns. Driving the bus.
But the year they won the Super Bowl, he drove the bus. Brock Osweiler was the starter.
No, he did drive the bus the year they won the chip.
Yeah. Let's talk to somebody else that won the chip. Let's go to Sal in Queens. What's going on, Sal?
Sal, what up?
What's up, peeps? What's going on? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sal.
Merry Christmas, Chip.
Hey, man. Hey, how about a feel-good story for the morning start? How about a half champ? How does that work for you?
I don't know. Y'all got to do something in week 17? What happened?
It's actually a good feel-good story if you have a minute. It was actually a great championship weekend. But let me tell you, it was a family championship weekend. I have two cousins of mine that are brothers. I side with one of them every year. And we both made it to the final this year, first time in our big league. And the $4,000 up on the pot, we took it right down to the wire. I had a little beef with Mr. Scotty Engel on the weekend because I had a pick between Gates or Brait, make Brait again. And he told me to go with Brait, and that cost us the championship. But we still had Crabtree on Monday night after Left Bell came through, and he had Foles and Elliott. And guess what happened? Right at the end, that pick, which should have been a pick six, which would have won us the title, became just enough for Foles to get one more point, and Elliott hit that field goal to tie the game, and we ended up in a tie. And the tiebreaker was bench points. My other cousin won. But they had made a deal prior to the game to split the pot 50-50 with the winner just getting the roster moves payoff, which was another 800.
Okay.
So it was a good field win. But a crazy game had that. We were up 3, down 2, up 4, and Crabtree just put up that fat 0.
Yeah.
Which we just needed one catch. That was 20 seconds. But, you know, they benched Crabtree. So we were done before we pretty much started.
Way to lock it up before you secure that cash.
Yeah, exactly so. Man,
That sucks, you know. I mean, it's good. It is good, you know.
Of course
it's
good.
You still can't, you walk
away
with something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he said he blamed Scott, though. and it's not Scott's team. It's
Scott's team. At the end of the day, it's your decision.
Yep.
You can listen to people, sift through what you like and stuff, but I mean, I always preach this. I don't care. You got to make that choice. It's your team. You want to take somebody else's decisions for everything, then you got to go with the good and the bad.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. He mentioned Antonio Gates, though. He lost Hunter Henry here. He started Antonio Gates.
The number one. Wasn't he the number one tight end?
Was he number one this week? Probably him or Ebron, probably.
Ebron, I believe, was two. I think he just might have edged him out.
So Antonio Gates has this retro 2010 performance here. And scores a touchdown, has a bunch of yards, had a bunch of receptions, plays the entire game without Hunter Henry in there. Vintage-like championship Sunday from Antonio Gates.
It really was. I mean, this combination of Rivers to Gates has been around forever and a very successful combination. And the old man Gates got it done.
Got it done, yep.
So, you know, if you were bold enough to play him, Ebron... I mean, Ebron was a nice play. I understand if you didn't play, if you didn't have that trust.
Right? I didn't have a gut. You know
that it was a lot to ask.
How dare him come on this time of the season?
Yeah, you know it happens. I mean, I'm looking besides. I mean, Gronkowski was like 3. I think Ertz was 4, and Kelsey was 5. But you look at it: Gates, Ebron, the number 5, James O'Shaughnessy, number 7. You know, George Kittle.
Yep. That's what we've been through all year long with these guys. It's unbelievable. All right, we take a break. And just like that, we wrap up. I feel like it's just been a celebration, a fun day. And I'm sad to see it go. We'll talk to another champion and hear his championship story on the other side. Jake Seely joins the program coming up next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. We are awaiting the all-in kid, Jake Seely. Donnie Burns, do we have him yet? All right, we're waiting Jake Seely to join the program and hear about his championship reign this week. He actually beat Mike Florio on the Flex League Championship. Florio was texting me all week from Florida. How it was like a disaster of a weekend. He also lost a big bet on the fantasy football best friends forever. And coming up Thursday on the program, 11 a.m. Eastern, as always, he's going to have to eat a peanut butter sandwich, which evidently is like a really bad thing for him. So look forward to that coming up on the BFFs this week. And that is all thanks to Frank Stanfield. But that wasn't the only loss that Mike Florio took this weekend. He also took a loss from our guest right now, co-host of Fantasy Football Frenzy, my good friend, the all-in kid, Jake Seely. What is up, champ?
What is up, Greg? Did you win anything? Yeah, that's the third Flex League championship I have.
You are the Flex League champion, and wow, that's awesome, man. I did win. I am a champion. I wasn't tweeting about it, but I'm a champion. I'm proud to be here, and it was great. Was it close between you and Florio?
No, not at all. Todd Gurley.
Ah, Todd Gurley. That hurts. I heard a rumor, Jake, that you actually started Mike Gillisley this week. Is that true?
No, I almost did. I had him on there. I was debating it, but I went with Jamal Williams. It didn't matter either way.
No, it wasn't close. It didn't matter. I was ready to come on here and be like, I can't believe after all this, you started a damn Patriots running back when it was all said and done. Obviously, it didn't matter. But I was ready. I was ready, Matt.
I mean, Patriot running backs. I mean, you had Burkhead with that run of 15 points, pretty much all his games that he started and finished. And then Deion Lewis. I mean, shout out to him in championship week, putting up 32 points.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I know you waited, Matt, like, you did this all year long with Rex Burkhead and Deion Lewis, but Deion Lewis legitimately won people championships this weekend.
He's a very talented running back. He's always been injury prone in that. The problem with him was he was just running the ball for the most part and not getting receptions and not the goal line carries. But with no Burkhead, it was the Deion Lewis show, and he won people championships.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it's funny because Deion Lewis like basically said at the end of last week, was, I know my role in this team. I am not the goal line back. I am not somebody that I just do my job. I just do my job. And this week his job was just really to dominate your Bills team.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate how that game transpired. The Bills were in it, and, you know, bad calls, and it just turned. The worm turned quick.
Yeah, it did. It was all pretty good. And I liked how aggressive Sean McDermott was, going for it on fourth downs, knowing he needed touchdowns, not field goals, and ultimately it didn't work out.
Ultimately, it didn't. And I think the Bills made several mistakes this season. They thought they had no shot at it.
Yeah.
And looking back, I think they would have approached it a little differently.
I agree.
So, it is what it is.
Yeah, you need a lot of luck to get in there.
Need a lot of luck.
Who do the Chargers play this weekend?
The Chargers, I think, have a good matchup. I think it's going to be tough for them. I think the Bills need like a three-way tie or something because they lose out with the Chargers. So.
Well, so from my understanding, the Bills need to win, need to beat Miami, and then they need Tennessee to lose, and they need the Chargers to lose. Tennessee faces Jacksonville, who's not playing for anything, which is scary, in Tennessee. And then the Chargers are home against Oakland, which, you know, Oakland's terrible. So.
Yeah, it's a divisional game, at least.
Yeah.
Got a shot. So they have a shot.
Yeah, you got a shot.
At least week 17, I got something to watch.
Absolutely. For the first time ever in NFL history, there will be more games at 4 o'clock than there are at 1 o'clock. 9 games.
No flex, right?
They flex nothing. For multiple reasons. They say because there's no playoff implication on the line. I'll tell you because it's New Year's Eve and they don't want any. They know the ratings will be absolute crap and they don't want that.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm fine with it. And
whatever.
You know, New Year's Eve, we'll watch the Week 17 games. New Year's Day, you got the college championship game. So it's all good.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, the fantasy football frenzy will begin. We're going to bring back the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, and Matt Modica as well. I'm off BFFs until 11 a.m. Eastern. Frank Stanfield and myself will have you covered then. Congratulations on your championships. Tomorrow, I want to hear from those that came up a little bit short. We'll do it then. My name is Greg Sussman. Thanks so much for watching. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.